And now, the Phil Hendry pre-show.
Hey, thank you. All right, here we are, the pre-show for this Thursday. Yesterday, we did have tape up because we'd had quite a long weekend and a very early show, a live streaming show on Tuesday, as well as, of course, our usual live streaming show on Sunday night. That was our droppage on Monday and a bunch of other shit, including our accountant who wished us to get a lot of business done by the end of the year, including payroll had to get done, and a new IRA set up, all of this stuff by the end of the tax year 2016. So that was a part and parcel of a lot of shit that we were involved in. And so we're back here and good to be with you.
Now, let me just see. Oh, yes, Margaret sounds good. It's much better to be doing the Margaret voice here late in the day.
I'm going to be doing another drunk history in the early days of January, just for BSP information. I haven't announced this on the air, nor will I for quite some time. And also, I got a little teeny itsy bitsy part in, I think, a movie or a TV show. I'm not exactly sure. And I only mention that I mention all of that in case they all become, or one or the other becomes, a major moment in broadcast and or film history. Otherwise, you know, just for your own edification and like that. That slide there is from a couple of summers, three summers ago. Well, now you missed it, but when I got a case of, I actually got a case of Utica Club beer. It's all gone now, as you would expect it to be. Do they still sell Utica Club? I have no idea. I've gone online, I think I've gone online looking to see if there's actual sales of Utica Club, or is it just all, but that, they'd have to be, because that was given to me by a fan that I met at a podcast I was doing over in Hollywood, like I say, I think about three summers ago. And it was very generous of this chap. I really appreciate it. I do. Let's see what's up, man.
Let's see what's up.
Here's Google News. North Carolina, the bathroom bill. They're going to have a special session to adjourn to get rid of this fucking bill, but in North Carolina, they don't want nobody telling them what to do, see? We don't like the NBA telling us what to do, but they're going to tell you what to do. Well, no. They're going to see if they can't, the NBA, they're going to see if they can't force the NBA's hand and or get the public so on their side with this thing that the NBA has no choice but to go ahead and have the All-Star game in Charlotte, even though they've got this bigoted motherfucking bill. Basically, the bill says you cannot take a shit or take a piss in the bathroom of the gender that you were not born as. So you may have been born a man, but you've had a sex change to be a woman. And now you want to go into the lady's head. Aha, la, 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 la. You can't do that because you have to have been born a woman. Now, these people are so goddamn motherfucking stupid, seriously, that there's actual film footage of a woman, a lesbian, a butch, bull dyke type lesbian, but a woman nonetheless, trying to use the female can, and some dumb motherfucking cop comes in and tells her, and I'm sorry, but he was. I don't give a shit what his fucking job is. You know, his job is to enforce the law, which doesn't necessarily mean because she looks like a dude, she was born a fucking dude, you dumb fucking redneck fucking cop. Learn something about your goddamn job. I understand it's a dangerous job. I understand that everybody can do it. I understand it's terrible and this and that. But if you can't do it, don't fucking do it. But, you know, just... You got ID on you? Do you got ID on you? What the fuck do you think is going to happen, cop? She shows you the ID. It says that she's a chick. Then what? Or don't you know the difference? And that's not what the law is about anyway, motherfucker. Anyway. People, you know. Let's see here. I like the headline. Bathroom bill. Special session to repeal bathroom bill ends with no relief. It's good, man. It's real good. I like it. No, I like it. No, I do. It's good, man. It's real good. ruptured aorta, Alan Thicke. Standard type A aortic dissection.
What?
Oh, my God. Good Lord. Some of this stuff is the sickest shit. I don't even want to... The one story about a masturbating NFL security guard, that's not what I'm talking about. One story I saw here, I'm not even going to fucking mention it. Makes me sick to my fucking stomach. Nick Saban believes emphasis on playoff has helped lead to players skipping bowls. And give me all I got coming to me. So more Americans have signed up to have health plans through the Affordable Care Act as of January 1st than in previous years, despite spiking insurance prices and a pledge by President-elect Donald Trump to dismantle the law. So what are you going to do now, Trump? Well, I guess he's going to dismantle the law. 6.4 million people, add that to, you know, some 20 million. All of a sudden you have, because why are they doing that? Because they figure that as high as the price has gone, it's going to go higher once Donald Trump gets rid of Affordable Care Act. Once he gets rid of Affordable Care or Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, the price of insurance will go higher. It doesn't necessarily mean that what Donald Trump's plan is going to make things more expensive. What it does mean is that there will be a protracted struggle over what kind of insurance, if any, will be provided, what kind of, you know, healthcare plan, and so the price will remain high or even go higher. Diet rich in processed meat may worsen asthma symptoms. There's something. Uber yanks self-driving cars from California roads after DMV tiff. Uber's self-driving cars. Oh, I saw a thing where Jerry Lewis was fucking with Hollywood Reporter, wouldn't answer their questions because they came into his house with all kinds of shit, you know. Too much equipment, too noisy, this, that. So he just went, old man cranky on them. And, I don't know.
Never a moment that you thought it might be time to retire or you would want
why
Jerry Lewis sits down with the Hollywood Reporter, but he's not making it easy.
Bob Hope, George Burns, Sinatra, do you see similarities with them?
I want to start this all over again, man.
None.
You're on tour now. What else do you have planned? Or do you have anything else lined?
Yeah, but nothing we want to talk about.
Do you have a favorite story about
this interview? Sounds like a dick. The guy doing the interview doesn't sound like great.
Like Dean?
Like Dean? You got a story about Dean? Hollywood Reporter, man. You guys didn't exactly ingratiate yourselves. How do we get this back to the beginning, bitches? There we go.
This isn't going well at all.
Have you ever thought about retiring?
Why?
Was there never a moment that you thought it might be time to retire or you would want
why
Jerry Lewis sits down with the Hollywood Reporter, but he's not making it easy.
Bob Hope, George Burns, Sinatra, do you see similarities with them?
None.
You're on tour now. What else do you have planned? Or do you have anything else lined?
Yeah, but nothing we want to talk about.
Do you have a favorite story about like Dean or Frank Sinatra or somebody that you worked with that you'd like to share?
Nope.
Not at all?
None.
How about, do you have an unfavorite story you'd like?
Nope. Not for this.
Ouch.
Anything else you want to?
No.
The 90-year-old comedian has
you,
just one more thing to say.
So we're finished.
All right, clean it out of here.
Whoa. See, that's called you people suck, stay out, get out of my fucking house, you know. Whether he's old or not, you know, he obviously wasn't enjoying, and that dude that was doing the questions didn't exactly sound like the warmest motherfucker the world has ever known, did he? Or is that just me? Turn me loose, set me free, somewhere in the middle of Montangada, and keep your retirement and your so-called safety. Big City, turn me. Where the hell's that guy? That's the character phone, Jack. That is not. 29 pounds.
Jay Sanis, we also talked to Bill Riven of the North Carolina Bathroom Squad. I know it sounds ridiculous. Wait, what's it called? I know it sounds ridiculous. It's called the North Carolina Bathroom Squad.
The North, what is that?
I know it sounds ridiculous, but they had to come up with a name very quickly because they are trying to get a license through the state, and they won't be specific.
The North Carolina Bathroom Squad sounds perfect to me.
Well, that's a little bit of an insult.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's supposed to be.
So the North Carolina Bathroom Squad, run by Dick Hickam.
Right, this is Dick Hickam. Yes, this is Dick Hickam. What we trying to do, yes, well, what the most important thing that we would like to do is give
Kent State, Oregon State. I get confused with the college basketball season. This is just the beginning of the college. Isn't, yeah, I'd say. Because they don't do the fucking playoffs till March. They don't do March Madness till March. And this is December Madness. I don't know, man.
I really don't know, man. You know? It just blows me away, man.
A masturbating NFL security guard.
Let's see. North Carolina Bathroom Squad. That's Jason. So a masturbating...
And Harvey Wireman,
Jay Sanis,
Doug Danger.
Yeah.
29 palms.
Phew. Man. Bed audio. Chopper sound effects. Then sound effects. That would be better.
And keep your retirement.
And then, Jack Bourne. No, fuck. Okay. What are we looking for? Jack Bourne. Former houseboy. Dishes the dirt. I saw some Jack Bourne movie. It's pretty artsy. It was like these two chicks going after this one guy. One of them was Zsa Zsa, another chick. I can't remember, but it was like this real avant-garde scene. It was like from a 50s movie, too. It was black and white. And, I can't even fucking remember who else was in it. I just remember being struck by the fact, well, that's Zsa Zsa Gabor, and how unusual a scene it was. But that's about all I'm worth, man. I don't remember anything else about it, you know. Except it was sort of interesting and shit, but I don't know, you know. Man. So this is Jerry Lewis, the nutty aggressor. Cool.
What?
Yeah, that's what you gotta do, dude. You gotta do the do. Hey, what? Okay, fuck it. Jerry Lewis. All right. La da 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 dee. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Is this it? Yes, it is. It is? It isn't. Okay, you got it. Mm-hmm. All right. Is this the scary one? Yeah, I think this is it. Hold on. All right. See you on the other side, guys.